Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Born to love.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Ellie. I was going to jump on the singing, and maybe 5% did, but I got too shy.
You got shy at the end, but by the end of this season, I'm going to have you singing full throttle. Welcome to Born to Love. This is our podcast hosted by me, Ellie Kemper, and you,
Scott Eckert.
Every week we have a fantastic guest. Well, some are just okay. I'm kidding. They're all fantastic.
One of them is pretty terrible.
One of them was just awful.
But the good news is, not today. We got a great one today.
Today we aired on the side of fantastic and we succeeded. We have a guest on the show every week to talk about something, anything in the world that they love. Today, we have on the show the fantastic Mayan Lopez. She is here to talk about auctions and estate sales. I cannot wait to talk to her about that.
Can't wait to talk to her. Going once, going twice. That's what I'm looking forward
to. Sold
to
Scott Eckert. Before we jump in with Mayan, how was your week?
Ellie, it was fantastic. It was a great week. I had a lot of fun stuff. And there was something that I wanted to pick your brain about. Something that I think I have a vague memory of being against. Okay. But now I think I love.
My wife and I
went on a date night, as we sometimes do. Ooh. Lucky us, went to a restaurant, and we were seated in a mini booth.
A mini booth?
You know, like a booth at a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
This was a mini booth where it was like a chair-sized booth. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think you're talking about a small booth. There was no room for Vanessa to put her purse anywhere. There was no room for you to slide over.
Yeah. That's right. Normally it would just be some chairs and a small table. Like, you know, a table for two isn't normally boothed. It's chaired. And normally at a restaurant, like, you know, it's not crazy. You go to Applebee's, two people will sit at a regular size booth. But here I was snugged in to this little mini booth.
Yeah.
And we've talked on the podcast before about how you enjoy the sensation of being cocooned, kind of.
Love it. Wrap me up and see you in the morning.
And I think yesteryear Scott was irritated by a mini booth situation because I felt like I was being cheated. But this time, Ellie, I felt like I was being cocooned. And there was plenty of table space, right? I mean, we're not eating a buffet. It's a regular dinner. Right. We've got space enough for our plates. We're not knocking our drinks off. I was just there with my lovely wife, Vanessa, sitting across from me. In a cushioned seating sort of situation.
I completely understand. First of all, I love a booth. What I don't always love is the curved booth. Nobody likes that. The semicircle
curved booth. No. And you're in the corner of a curved booth. No. It's
Forget it.
Your knees get stuck together. That dinner's
And also, whenever you got to literally crawl under the table to get out, the only people who like being at the top of the semicircle are children because they're stupid and they don't know better.
Children are never more rat-like than when they crawl under a table. They're just, they're so eager to just crawl under the table.
Oh, and their little whiskers just like on parade. You and I are on the same page about children being stupid and rat-like. But to get back to the mini booth, Scott, I love, and I'm not alone, the feeling of being cocooned. All of these things send us psychologically. Do you know I've studied psychology?
I mean, yeah, you don't yet have a master's, but you have the equivalent of a bachelor's, I'd say for sure.
I've read some articles.
Is it the same?
It's not different. We all find comfort in womb-like environments. Okay, so it sounds to me like what you were in was a womb-like environment. You're snuggled in there with the love of your life, Vanessa. You're sharing, Scott, what kind of food was it?
It was dumplings.
Dumplings.
First of all, it was womb-like insofar as we were receiving nutrition. And then the dumplings, they were soup dumplings. So I don't know. It was like the amniotic fluid. We were
the little dumplings were sitting in a soup of amniotic broth. And you were putting it in your bodies just like a fetus. The metaphor, the comparison is completely apt here. I completely understand your love of that. I'm so happy you had a cozy dinner.
Ellie, I have to ask you a question. I said dumplings, and I think I saw a micro reaction. Are you anti-dumpling?
Oh, did I wince?
It wasn't quite a wince. A micro wince, maybe.
I think you may have been mistaking this because my kids mistake this too. And I really have to work on it because I'm sending them into a world of confusion. I think when I really like something, I make an ooh face first. Scott, the psychologist in me understands why I'm doing it, but the human part of me understands it's confusing to people. So I think I go, ew, like, yum. Maybe because it's like so naughty to enjoy something. I don't know. I love dumplings.
Well, you know what you would really love? Dumplings in a mini booth. The next time you're in LA, I'll take you. We'll snuggle up together in our mini booth and eat dumplings.
Oh, amniotic soup dumplings. I can't wait. Scott, I'm glad you had a love this week. We both have a love to look forward to right now, which is our chat with Mayan Lopez.
Mayan is an actress and comedian who starred in Handsome, a Netflix murder mystery, Other People, and Jersey. Mayan is the co-creator, writer, co-executive producer, and star of one of my favorite NBC comedies out right now, Lopez versus Lopez, with her father, George Lopez. The show's second season is just about to premiere. It premieres on April 2nd, and we are delighted to have Mayan with us today to talk about auctions and estate sales.
So stick around when we come back. Mayan Lopez. Okay, and we are back. We are here, as promised, with the lovely Mayan Lopez.
Hi, Ellie. Hi, Scott. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here.
We are very excited to talk to you. We're big fans, and I specifically, I think Scott as well, but I know I specifically am so intrigued by your love, which is estate sales and auctions. When did you first realize how much you loved these things?
Well, one of my guilty pleasure shows was always Storage Wars.
Yes.
I always was very fascinated with other people's items. And even it kind of is very sustainable also. And thinking about all the things that you own in your life. And then when you pass away, there's just things out there that you own. But really, I followed my mom's lead as it was kind of a COVID-born hobby. You know, she was following these auction houses that she knew online. And some really interesting things were coming up because I think people were selling things that were sometimes a little extra kitschy to get some extra cash. And I've gotten some really amazing items. For all of you who don't know, I just talked briefly with Ellie and Scott before this, but my dining room table is one that was from the estate sale of Christian Audelier. He was a fashion designer. He was the head of Von Dutch and Ed Hardy.
Oh, my gosh.
Those names are made up, right? All of those names?
All of them. All of them.
Christian Laudlier.
Yeah, Christian Laudlier.
Not to knock the fashion icon, but they sound like crazy names.
You do learn a couple of things in the auctions. But my dining room table is from 1965, and it is fiberglass, and it is the bottom half of an elephant.
What?
So I will actually, so let me show you.
You could not have said anything.
It is literally the bottom half of
Hold on. Is that?
It's made of fiberglass?
It's made from fiberglass. And my mom and I went halfsies on it because we were like, we are never going to see anything like this again.
Correct.
It's from 1965.
Mayan.
I have to give you time to process it because it's a lot.
Well, so before we started recording, Mayan had alluded to this dining room table. And she's like, just you wait for it. And I, in my head, this is me. This is like how sort of, I don't want to use the word lame, but it is a little lame. I was thinking, oh, she's going to reveal like a polished oak or like shiny oak. I was like, it's going to be some type of wood. This couldn't be further from the truth. I have to know because I am confused and I'm taking the fall for all of the dummies out there along with me.
Yes.
When you show us the elephant leg, do you mean that elephant leg is made from fiberglass?
So there's four legs and then there's actually like a hanging kind of belly and it's all made out of fiberglass. He used it as almost a table in the middle of a room for books or things like that.
Or cocaine. I mean, it looks like a cocaine table.
Allegedly, we can only assume.
It was a very expensive joke, but I mean, it's the literal elephant in the room. And I feel
yes, it is a statement piece.
It's low hanging fruit, but
even that low.
It is wild.
People were calling the auction house asking who bought the elephant table. Which now you'll all know.
Yes, it was you!
It was me! It was Mayan and Ann Lopez.
Now, wait a minute. Does Ann get... How does she get to use the table?
I think it's a family heirloom now.
Okay, good.
I have custody right now.
Currently. Yeah, that's fine.
We have split custody, but I have full at the moment.
Ellie already said it, but you warned us. You were like, I have the craziest table. It's crazy. And that's a bold move to make, to promise someone that their mind's about to be blown, and you delivered, because my mind is really, truly blown.
I mean, truly, guys, I gave them nothing.
I've never been to an estate sale. I've never been to a true auction, but I have been to plenty of, like, thrift stores or secondhand store, antique stores, and I've seen crazy tables before, because they're old-timey and they look weird, and I was imagining, oh, she's got a table with, like, jewels on it or mirrors or something, from 1840 or whatever, right? I wasn't expecting the torso of an elephant.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What other items did you purchase? Nothing can top the elephant table, but like walk us through your COVID obsession, checking in on these estate sales with your mom or these auctions.
Yes, there is different types because there are live auctions. A lot of them post-COVID are online, but there are still silent auctions. You can do it in person. Not all of them are super extravagant. There's one that some things are good, some are bad, but some are really kitschy. Like my mom recently went and they had Elvis memorabilia. And then they actually had some of the clothes from Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, wow.
And so my mom got like a leather tuxedo jacket with like satin lapels that was owned by Siegfried and Roy.
That now, was, like, is this super... for her to wear?
I think she's going to, yeah.
Is your mom the coolest person in the world?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, people think of my dad. Ann Lopez is the icon behind the scenes that,
yes.
Like, my mom is awesome.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean,
but also, not all of them have been super successful. Lucille Ball is my comedic icon of all time.
Yes.
And
yes.
Something came up at one of the auction houses. I thought that I bought a Lucille Ball owned dress and it turned out to be fake.
Oh, come on.
No.
Call them the cops. I mean, that's illegal, right?
And they called me afterward. I did end up getting all of my money back. It wasn't as bad as there was a Marilyn Monroe one and it turned out to be a dress from Dress Barn. I was like, Dress Barn? Oh, man. At least mine was like a vintage Anne Klein.
Was it of the era of Lucille Ball?
Yeah, it was polka dots and it had...
Yeah.
It was like a halter top, which it would have seemed very Lucy. So,
yes. Yep. Also, good on them. I mean, I'm assuming they have to call you, but that's good that they reached out, did the right thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how auction houses work. The Dress Barn scenario, I mean, that's a crushing blow. But also, I don't know who it says more about. That seems like you're asking to be found out. I don't know.
I don't know. That person kind of has a lot of chutzpah. I respect it, right?
To go to
a dress barn and see something on the rack and be like, let's just say that
Lucille
Ball won.
Let's just see how this goes.
Yeah.
Let's see how far I can take this.
Right.
And I don't know, as someone who doesn't buy a lot of dresses, I mean, I think that maybe the person with the most chutzpah of all is the person who named Dress Barn.
Dress Barn.
Let's open a retailer that sells lots of great dresses. What do we want to call it? Just Dress Barn.
Dress Barn.
It's just a barn. It's just like a barn full of dresses is what it is.
Exactly.
So I have a question about the auction piece of it. Because when you said you go, and I don't know if it's a silent auction, is that right? I guess what I'm wondering is, have you ever been to, are we calling it a live auction?
Forgive me
for not knowing the terms. What, and is that stressful?
Oh, it gets intense.
Oh my, but do you set a limit in your own head? Like, I'm not going to go above this. And do you stray from that?
You think you do. And I try to. I've gone to ones in person, but the ones online, it's equally the same where you're sweating and you're getting to that cap that you have for yourself. And then it goes by $50 or $75. You're like, how much further is it going to go? Or am I going to be able to beat that other person by just a little bit? But also at the same time, if it's something that I really want, I'm like, I'm going to beat you. You know, sometimes I have to let things go and then I feel bad. Because also there's sometimes that my mom and I have been on the same auction and we'll talk about some of the items before, but then I don't remember if she lost interest in it. And then she'll call me and she'll be like, hey, bitch, I'm the one bidding against you. Stop bidding against me.
Okay. All right. Another case of...
And times. Like, Lopez versus Lopez. Oh, well, yes, the other Lopez versus Lopez. The other,
yeah, exactly.
And I'm just like, oops.
What?
But no, it gets like pretty intense. Yeah. But there's one thing about auctions that there's always things that go out and things that go in, which makes it interesting. Because sometimes there's some weeks where there's really nothing. And then sometimes you're like, you know what? I have a good feeling to go and you find something. There is one green cabinet that we still have and it's beautiful. I was like 7 or 8 at the time. There was this old man who was there selling it. And he was saying that his wife would put all of her little treasures in it. And it was beautiful. It was from the 1900s and she passed away. And it made a really big impression on me because he was saying this was her favorite thing in the world. And it hurts me to let go of it. And my mom told him, like, I want you to know I'm never going to sell it and it's always going to stay in our family. And so you think about some of these items and I like to think of who owned these items.
Absolutely. Well, there's so much history in every piece. And my question about the item, the one that got away, it is so interesting because if you had never been at the auction or perusing the sales, you would not necessarily know that they existed. It has to be such a roller coaster because say you didn't know something existed, you set your sights on it, you become like really determined to have it, and then it goes away. How do you, it's like a loss.
It is like a
right?
loss.
It's like mourning a loss.
And hopefully something else will kind of come back.
For me, even the auction sites I've gone on, this is my inferiority complex or something, because I go on, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be outbid anyway. Why even try? I don't know. There's some defeatist
I'll teach
attitude.
You the ways, Ellie. We'll go to,
please
we'll,
do.
We'll go together. I'll send you some
because
good
ones. It sounds like you grew up going to these estate sales with your mom. Mm-hmm. So it was like, it was sort of part of the fabric of your childhood almost. I don't know. Scott, did you ever?
No, I never have been to, I mean, I this is maybe going to, I'm just going to expose myself as a rube, but what are the sophisticated auction goers like yourself or your mother? What's the rep of eBay?
Good question.
The deepest I've ever gone, other than just like an antique store, is like, ooh, I really want that Deep Space Nine action figure from my childhood. And oh my God, it's on eBay, right?
Same stat.
Yes.
Is that just like for normies or what's your feeling on eBay?
I've gotten things on eBay. I think with eBay, they say there's trusted sellers. I think just with auction houses, if you can find your local ones, I think there's just an extra layer of authentication. I say
right.
that and everyone's gonna be like, but the dress, Mayan. I was like, that was one that was still a good auction house, but wasn't as higher caliber as the ones that I've gotten my nicer pieces
yes.
from.
Yes.
So I think it's just an extra layer of authentication. You get those papers. I mean, it's also a gamble with eBay. I think it'd be also a gamble with auctions. I'm not bashing eBay.
Yes.
I've gotten some great things from eBay. I got, when I was growing up, I had Skechers that were
yes.
roller skates.
You just reminded me of Lightning TRSs, which are probably still manufactured. I'm not in the rollerblade game anymore, so I don't know who's making what. But
yeah.
going back, are you kidding me, to find childhood nostalgic
yes.
trinkets? It's the best. And what I can relate to in all of this is, again, my love of antique stores. And
mm-hmm.
I have some items. I have like Hutch's and this chair that I've moved from Los Angeles to New York. That's really just it. But I've moved like through apartments. And there's such a feeling of comfort. I guess it doesn't have to be an antique. But you already feel like, okay, this is this piece with such a rich history. And I can only imagine if you very well know the history behind the piece, like, for example, the elephant dining room table. I don't know. It anchors you in some way. And also,
yes.
it's just like not knocking Dress Barn. It's not just a dress from Dress Barn. It's
no.
something that has real significance. It makes you take greater care with your items, I would say. I'm thinking of
Absolutely.
All the things I have that mean nothing. And so
yes.
you kind of treat them accordingly, you know?
Right, exactly.
So that's a nice feeling.
Exactly. There's energy attached to it. There's memories and that
yes.
chair that you carry with you. And it's like, even
right.
now you're saying, you're like, oh, it's gone with me through this and that. You get attached to objects
yeah.
and your energy
yeah.
gets put into objects.
Yes. And it's nice. It's sustainable. You know, where else are those item's going to end up otherwise.
This is more than just like a quirky hobby. This is like you're an evangelist. You've completely and totally convinced me. You're getting a deal. You're identifying stylish, unique items, and you're saving the world. So
it's really fun. Yeah. It's really fun.
Yeah, I completely know what you mean. It's an education in itself. You're learning about design and art. And you're also, like you said, Scott, saving the world.
Sustainable, whatever. It's better
that's
than
that's going to be my legacy
not.
Of helping in sustainability. If I can get auctions out there, go to your local auction houses, support your local auctioneers, spread the good word. Get your paddles out, people.
Come on, we can do this. We've all got to do our part.
That
but you're
is
not
spectacular.
Wrong. Yeah.
There's, I think, no better way to end our auction segment than with that call to action for all time.
Perfect.
Mayan, do you have a couple of minutes to stay around and play a quick game with us?
Yes, I do. I would love to.
Great.
Awesome.
When we come back, we're going to play a very fun game with Mayan Lopez.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
We have been talking about auctions, estate sales, and now we're going to put our little game hats on. We're going to play a game with Mayan called Love It or Loathe It. This is a game where we are going to throw out some items at you, some foods, activities, interests, and you're going to tell us if you love that thing or you loathe that thing. There can be no middle ground, no in between.
Oh, okay.
Hard yes or a hard no, okay? It's not rapid fire. We want you to explain your
answers. Oh, okay. Perfect.
Okay, so you'll have time to sort of validate yourself.
Okay. I'll be able to explain myself.
You'll be exactly any crazy stances you might have.
Perfect.
Maybe this is the first crazy stance. Okay, love it or loathe it? DayQuil.
DayQuil. Love DayQuil. DayQuil has saved my life many a time.
Same.
don't practice this, people. You know, sometimes you don't, I don't even look at them. Like, I just, I'm feeling awful and I spin the DayQuil roulette and I just try to like think like, that's enough.
Yeah.
No, DayQuil is great. Even sometimes if I'm feeling something coming on, I have to take it before.
I take, because you were motioning like the liquid.
Do you do the capsules too?
I take the capsule. I'm like surprised that I don't take the liquid because I remember really liking Try a Minute. Does anyone here remember Try a Minute? Scott, do you?
No, I don't know. I don't know that I've ever heard of Try a Minute.
I'm going to sing the jingle. You'll remember the Try a Minute. They'll remember the love.
What? They'll remember the love? Oh my God.
Remember, it's so a cold medicine. Creepy. Is Tri-Medic cold medicine or some sort of aphrodisiac?
It's cold medicine.
You know, my parents did used to give me Benadryl to go to sleep, and then they used to call it love juice when I was a kid. And so maybe they should, and that's what Tri-Medic was trying to go for. It's like, you're going to love this juice.
You're going to love this sweet juice. Oh, I loved it.
I feel like sometimes the liquid works better.
I love the liquids. I'm on the liquid now. That's why this is on the list, because I'm a little under the weather. And I do it exactly like you, Maya. And the reason to do the liquid is so that you can slug it.
Yeah.
Just take it. Just you know, you don't need to measure it out.
No.
Just
sometimes a gulp. Like you get
what
a chaser.
What is the dosage? One gulp.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, you know, we've lived enough life. You know what works for your body.
You know what works for your body. I was on DayQuil for like a week, you know, in the middle of the winter. And I'm telling you, it's scary how much better it makes you feel.
Oh, yeah.
Well, love it or loathe it, avocado toast.
Oh, love avocado toast.
Yeah, I do too.
That's like one where, weirdly, I kind of get really into like the extra stuff that I put on it. And I actually just went to Costco the other day, and which I love Costco. That's another thing. I'm sure you guys have had a Costco episode.
We actually haven't. Isn't that weird? Okay, you'll come back.
Oh, that's going to be our next one is Costco.
Yes.
Especially in LA. It's like avocado toast is you get the freaking heirloom tomatoes. You have the burrata and you have chili flakes. And that's like the common crazy
it's
things.
So
it's
crazy.
Like, can I get you a water or avocado toast if you walk into someone's house? It's like,
I know. Like, I think about, because when our parents were kids, I don't think avocado toast was like an entree in American restaurants.
No.
And now it's just everywhere. Everywhere. Love it. And it's so good. It's so nourishing.
It is.
Well, the funny thing is that, I mean, it's been on the menu for a long time, like maybe a decade or so. When it came on the scene, of course, it was seen as so horribly snobby. And I think that it often is still today. And that's how I felt about it. But guys, if you're listening to this and you haven't tried it, give it a shot.
Because I went
to like one of these LA places that was exactly sort of the feta and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, I'm going to hate this. Like, give me a burger. And then I tried it. Avocado toast, it became trendy for a reason. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah. Scott's stamp of approval.
Yes.
I normally like McDonald's.
Can you imagine if McDonald's did
avocado toast. I'm not kidding. They're just like one step away, probably. But I would not be opposed to that.
Love it or loathe it, Mayan.
Yes.
Country music.
Mm. I loathe it. I am not.
There you go. You gotta loathe. We gotta loathe.
You know, I listen to the lyrics of country music and some of the songs. I'm like, oh, that's really beautiful. But with country music as a whole, it's just not something that I gravitate to. Although with Beyonce and and her new country album coming out.
I'm excited about this. Yeah.
But no, final answer, loathe, not for me.
Same, loathe, not for me. And I've tried many times. And I'll think, yes, I'm going to get into it. I don't know what it is.
I make fake country songs because sometimes they all sound the same to me.
So many people love country music and I'm like, what am I missing? But anyway, okay, it sounds like we three are on the same page about loathing country music.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't weighed in, but you made the assumption
Scott.
That I loathe it, Ellie, not because I have anything against country music,
was
but
that
just because I'm not
right?
a music guy. I don't like music in general.
So we were right.
So you were right. You were correct.
Okay, Maya, this is our final one. And by the way, you've almost won the game show. Love it or loathe it, horses.
I love horses. I rode horses for 15 years.
Okay, so you're a professional rider.
I am a horse girl. through and through. I used to compete competitively. Oh, I actually do want to kind of get back. I do want to get back into it. Like a weird bucket list trip of mine. I'm like maybe a really weird horse girl, but I want to ride horses in as many countries as I can. Horses, I love them. I am someone that I can name like 20 different breeds of horses that I know.
Oh my gosh.
Horse girls get a bad name, but I think that just shows that they can be dedicated to something early in life.
Absolutely. I love that. My best friend since kindergarten loves horses. She was always competing growing up, and I was always envious then. I thought it'd be so nice to have a hobby, Ellie. It'd be so nice to have a hobby. I guess that's what I'm getting at. But anyway, congratulations.
You won. I did.
Mayan, thank you so much. We don't want to keep you. You have places to go and shows to film and auction houses to bid at. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure talking to you.
This was so wonderful.
Are there any specific projects you would like to plug right now?
Yes. Yeah, so my show, the second season of Lopez versus Lopez, is premiering on April 2nd, which happens to be my birthday.
Oh, hello.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy. There's going to be two episodes every week at 8 and 8:30, and that'll be streaming next day on Peacock. If you haven't watched the show, the first season of Lopez versus Lopez is on Netflix. And on March 22nd, I'm going to be a guest judge on RuPaul's Drag Race. So watch season 16 of RuPaul's Drag Race as well.
I cannot wait to see the second season of your show. I cannot wait to see your stint on RuPaul. Thank you for being on our show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I hope to be back. I hope to be back.
You will. We're going to talk about
Costco.
Costco.
Yeah.
So people are going to be like, sequel. Get her back now.
The sequel episode.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Born to Love. We'll be back next week with brand new things that we love.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts and tell us what you love. We might even ask one of our guests in an upcoming Love It or Loathe It.
Born to Love is hosted and created by Ellie Kemper and Scott Eckert.
Our executive producer is Aaron Kaufman. Our producers are Sheena Ozaki and Zoe Dankla.
Born to Love is part of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network in collaboration with iHeart Podcasts. Special thanks to Han Sani,
Rachel Kaplan and Adriana Cassiano,
Michael Fales,
Alex Coral,
and Bahid Frazier.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.